Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday. I know it's Wednesday, right? Today is Wednesday, May the 16th, that's right. Wednesday, May the 16th, 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to wrap up the show that we started a couple of days ago, talking about how to protect yourself against all energy, whether positive or negative, how to protect yourself against curses, psychic attacks, demonic attacks, all of that good shizness. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to make sure that we wrap this all up today with part three. So we started off talking about part one, which was envisioning. So envisioning is the number one protection that everybody has or against any energy attacks. Now, the reason that that's so important, because the word Christ means there is a position that you have, and in that position, there is some nuggets in there. Those nuggets are your power. It's your attributes and characteristics that I talk about inside of your Dear Kinnear report that helps you under, over, and understand whose and who you are being. Without those nuggets, you have no vision. And your mind is looking for evidence to support your vision or your lack of vision. So envisioning is the ability to visualize a image in your brain sub and un and consciously on all three layers. So if you can do that, and they're all the same, that's the number one thing. They have to be the same. Because a lot of people have the ability to vision stuff with their mind, but then their heart and their gut have different visions. So the number one way to protect yourself against all psychic attacks, especially against witches and warlocks and wizards and all that good stuff, is to have a vision. Now, that works both ways. What if I give you the wrong vision? If I give you the wrong vision, then you're going to be energized by the wrong energy, and then you're going to enable the wrong disposition. And so the three-step process works both ways. And it's very, very important, because I see this three-step process everywhere in life. And the number three, which we're talking about today, enabling, is the fruit that you are under a demonic attack. If you are an enabler, you all know enablers. This is the dark side of a positive gift, because the enabling should be internal instead of external. Unfortunately, every enabler that I know, they are enabling somebody else other than themselves. Thus the problem. As an enabler, what you are doing unknowingly usually is that you are making something important that should not be. You're putting something before purpose, usually a person, usually a place. An enabler is somebody who is able. They are able to go in and make you able to do bad or good. So as an enabler is the person who basically enables negative or positive growth or destruction. Now, let me make sure you understand why this is so important. Because from a negative perspective, and let's look at it, because that's it's really easy to identify a person, especially in a toxic relationship where one person is enabling the toxic partner, and they don't know. It's kind of sad to watch, because you know that dog don't hunt, but you can tell the person, but enablers don't know that they are enabling the behavior. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I got 25 years of my previous marriage of personal experience. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you might be an enabler too there, boo-boo. Hopefully you're not, but most people that I know are. And it's interesting, because as an enabler, see, the only way somebody needs an enabler is if they are not able. Let me say that again. As a guy who lived 50 plus years of his life thinking I was not able, I came from a dark place, brothers and sisters. And as a retired, disabled individual, I always needed an enabler or a crutch. I wasn't a man. In my definition, I wasn't able to stand on my own two feet. I wasn't able, again, mentally. It was all in my head. So I needed a partner support. I needed the assistance. I needed the attention. I was codependent. And as an enabler constantly comes to the rescue of his or her partner. Usually it's negatively. Now, it works in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. You got somebody that always come to you when they need money. You are an enabler. You got somebody that always come to you when they got a health problem. You are an enabler. They got somebody that always come to you when they got a wisdom problem. You are an enabler. You got somebody that always come to you when they have a relationship problem. You are an enabler. Now, remember, I'm not talking about from a teacher to student perspective. I'm talking about from a relationship perspective. See, as an enabler, if you constantly put somebody else's needs before your own, Brother Will, you are codependent. You are an enabler. Now, see, as an enabler, it's really interesting. Now, again, we're talking about the dark side before. Let's talk about the negative before we take to talk about the positive. Because you got to remember, if this works negatively and it works like clockwork, that means whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it has the potential to swing to the right. So the enabler always focuses on the feelings and the needs of the other person. They never focus on the feelings and needs of themselves. Brother Will. Now, it's interesting because an enabler, when you get to my level of enabling, the enemy has to understand and he has to change the unhealthy behavioral pattern or the negative habit pattern so that way you can't detect it. So for me, I didn't understand that as a carer, I was a liar. Let me make sure you understand how my codependency worked. As a six, and any 33 sixes out there, y'all might want to tune in. I'm actually going to do a separate show on this one. Now, this is deep. See, as a enabler, I wasn't going backwards. Or, let me rephrase that, I was going backwards, or I was going forward, but I never went Godward. Let me say that again. An enabler, he never goes Godward. He goes forward, and thus people think he's successful. Brother Will. Or he goes backwards. Thus people think he's successful. Brother Will. But he never goes Godward. See, you may be going backward. You may be going forward, but very few people are going Godward. That's how you know that that person is under the influence of the cosmic rotor. He lacks vision, therefore he lacks energy, so he's disabled. Now remember, an enabler is disabled. Now remember, I've always been disabled in my brain. I didn't understand that I needed to do this shizness on my own. I didn't understand. If this is my vision and my dream that God has given me, why is it that I need outside assistance? Now, again, I understand that no man is an island unto himself. I understand that a business you cannot build a business or a ministry by yourself. You need people, but the people have a joint vision. If you are part of the ministry and you don't have a shared vision, you are an enabler. Because remember, the way that demonic possession works is through oppression. The only way that you are oppressed is if you have no vision. That means you see no worth and value in who you are. Now remember, there's three signs that you are under the energetic spell of an energy vampire. You're under the psychic manipulation of a curse or a witch or a wizard. Or you're suffering from the narcissistic or the social, you're hanging out with a sociopath or, like me, a psychopath. Hopefully you don't run into nobody like me. Now, I'm a retired psychopath. As a retired psychopath, remember, purpose is life path. If you do not, now remember, everybody got a path. Everybody's on a path. You're either you're a socialist. You believe that we all should come together and kumbaya. You're on a social path. Or you're psycho like I was, and you're using your mind effing people because, again, you're decently intelligent, and so you understand knowingly or unknowingly, you know, how to manipulate and control people. So you're a psychopath, or preferably you're on the life path. That's the path you should be on, the life path. So I have the life path. Everything I do is about life path. As my mentor, the great Dr. Miles Monroe, told me in one of my leadership training classes, he put me on to Tyson. I don't know what your purpose is, but you need one. And he gave me the book, Well, he allowed me to purchase the book called The Potential of Purpose. That book changed my life, as I talked about before, because that's when I realized that, number one, I did not have a vision. I did not have a purpose. Number two, I had no energy. I was a slack, slowful sluggard. Now, I talk about that. That's inside of Proverbs chapter 10. And it talks about the hand of the diligent makes one rich, but the slack hand, he who deals at a slack with a slack hand will soon be poor. That means you do not have the ability to exert energy and effort. Why? You don't have no dunamis power. You're not embodied. Now, the Bible says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? The Christos, the Christ in you. As we talked about in part one, you must overstand the seven layers of the word Christ or the word Christ. Really, Christos or Christos. It's C-H-R-O, C-H-R-A-O-M-I, number three, C-H-E-I-R, number four, C-H-E-I-M-O-N, that's the big one, number five, C-H-A-S-M-A, number six, and C-H-A-O, number seven. That's the seven layers of the English word Christ. Now, everybody know that the word Christ means Savior or anointed. But how many people know the other six layers? I can count on one hand the number of people that do, that I know. How many people you know who know the definition? Now, they say they're Cretans, or they say they're Christians, but they don't know whom they serve. Now, the Bible tells me we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, not men. So that's what I do. And I highly recommend, because that's the only way to keep you from being demonically oppressed, depressed, recessed, and finally possessed, so that way you become a good enabler. Now, remember, number one, envisioning. Number two, energizing. Number three, enabling. That is the only way that I know to prevent yourself from being mind elf by witches and warlocks and demons and devils and all this other stuff. Why? Because now you don't suffer from this idea that you think no one can handle issues better than you. See, as a retired perfectionist, one of the things that I did, I wanted to be perfect in the eyes of others, so I lied to them and to myself. And so as a retired perfectionist, now remember, an enabler suffers from three things. This is how you know you're under the cosmogratual spell. Number one, if you're an enabler, you consistently put other people's needs before yourself. Now, if you're a good Cretan, you was raised like me, and you understand that, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. But what they don't tell you is what the self is. So me being young, dumb, and stupid, I thought that that meant to deny myself. I didn't know that it meant to deny my flesh. So I denied my own God-given desires or urges because I wanted to promote other people. Because, again, I love everybody. I care about you, brother. I care about you, sister. Oh, yeah, the devil done been whooping my ass for years with weaponized caring. So he took my gift and he used it to beat me like a Hebrew slave. He probably doing the same thing to you. So what you're doing unknowingly is you are consistently, now this is how you do it, though. Well, if you're a six like me, this is what you do. Or if you're a three, if you got a nine or three number, what you're doing, you're caring, carers are liars. Why? Because I got to tell you something to make you think I care. So it's called being a charmer. Now, again, take out the C in the word charm. If you remove the C for Christ after the word charm, you got the word harm. That's what I was doing. I was harming people by charming people because, again, number one, I'm a perfectionist, so I have to lie to you to make you think that, hey, Brother Will is, hey, man, I can walk on water, homie. So I'm going to lie to you. I'm going to amp up. I'm going to over-exaggerate. Then after that, I gotta show you that, hey, I'm not here, you know, for any other reason, brother, because I'm a six. At heart, I really want to care, but I don't know how. Why? I had no product, no service, no information. So you guys know, if you don't have purpose, if you can't give purpose, you give purpose. If you're a guy, you give people penis. If you're a girl, you give people poo nanny. If you do not have purpose, you must give people. When they come to you, they talk to you, they like you, you have no product, you have no service, you have no information. Okay, what do I do? Let me speak for myself. 50 years, okay, I'm just got to give you the penis because I ain't got no purpose. I ain't got no product. I ain't got no principles. I have no process, no procedures. I have no profit. I have no prosperity. Damn, sure ain't got no peace. So all I got is penis. So I got to do something. So as a person who lacks no vision, again, I'm not talking about stuff I read of a book. This is, again, real life. The mind looks for evidence to support the existing belief system, regardless of what it is. So the number one key to know that you're dealing with somebody who is under the cosmogratical spell, they always want to help you. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to do like me. They're going to accommodate you. They're going to bend over backwards, man. They're going to discount their products. They're going to do anything to help you. It's not because they love you. It's because they're in the dark side of their giftedness. As a retired carer who was a liar, because the dark side of caring is lying. The dark side of perfectionist is being a people pleaser. So I'm going to do anything to please you. Because, number two, remember, number one, put other people's needs before your own. Number two, apologize too damn much. You're always sorry. Man, I can say, I can make a mistake, and I can apologize. I'm the best apologizer on the planet. Nobody can apologize more than me. I can wax eloquently. Now, remember, this is all unknowingly. This is not me. This is the ruling disposition that has occupied me. As a retired occupier, now, that's why he's called the Lord of Hosts. Definition means, look at the definition of the word host. It means entertaining, hosting. That means like you're throwing a party for a foreign dignitary. That dignitary, his name is Lucien Favre. So you, it's like you're preparing a table and a spread for demons to come in and hang out at your house. An enabler like me hates conflict. Remember, I'm a six. A six is like the number. Look at the number. It's looked like a stick with a big belly, like a pregnant female. So all my life, I've been avoiding conflict. I would do anything. Now, once the conflict shows up, then the six turns into the nine, and then the nine will whoop your behind. But as long as I'm a six, then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to apologize to you. I'm going to tell you, you know, how sorry I am. You know, I'm going to bend over backwards to do. Now, it's coming from a sincere place, but it is being energized by an unsincere demon. And see, it's very important, my brothers and sisters, because people talk to me all the time. Most of the clients that I get, a lot of the clients, they are retired, you know, churchers like me. And what the church is doing is not wrong. It's just it's not deep enough because the devil is cunning. So you cannot deal with higher level ruling dispositions with surface level information or band-aids. So you have to address why you keep apologizing. I keep making mistakes. Why you keep making mistakes? I keep consistently putting other people's needs before my own, but the other people don't think that I'm doing that. Why? Number three, you think no one can care for that person but you. You think you are the only person that can handle that issue. You think, as a perfectionist, like in my business, it's hard for me. Like I want to bring on processors, but nobody can process Dear Canary reports like me. So guess what? I'm the Long Ranger. I don't process it. I don't trust nobody. Why? That's an enabling. I'm enabling myself to stay in my box. See, this is wicked if you really look at it, because this three-step process keeps you in your box. And people ask me, and I talk to people all the time, and I ask them, and I ask myself. This morning, I asked myself, self, how come you're not a millionaire? This is a conversation I have with myself. Now, if you can do this, if you can go through this, then you don't have to go through this with me or somebody else. But if you don't do this if you don't self-analyze yourself, then you got to let somebody else come along and analyze you, and you got to pay them for it. That's why I get paid good money. So I shouldn't be giving away the secret, but I know ain't nobody going to do it. Because why? It takes being authentic. It is crazy that we lie to ourselves. Well, let me rephrase that I've lied to myself. Now, how do I put myself in hell and then hate hell? Now, again, meaning box. Now, remember, the box that you think you hate, you actually love. but you love it because you don't think that, number one, you don't have a vision. Number two, you don't have no energy. Number three, you don't have no dunamis power. So therefore, if you got no vision, you don't have no energy. You don't have no energy, you don't have no ability. The word enabling is the word ability. Because look at the word, enable, look at the word. Do you see the word able in there? A-B-L-I-N-G, enabling is the able. So you think no one can handle the issue that you have better than you, Brother Will. As a retired, again, energy, B-I-T-C-H, let me make sure you understand. I've been beaten with so much energy for so long. That's why y'all sense that disdain in my voice. That's why I get up and go jogging in the middle of the night, go early in the morning. That's why I go to the grocery store and I walk around with the I wish a Negro would mentality. I'm looking for demons and devils and doctors and bishops and master teacher 33s. Please. So all those YouTube knuckleheads that be leaving that crazy stuff on my YouTube channel, y'all know where I live. If y'all don't, just call me. I tell you. Now, I know that's just the flesh. That's just the ego. I'm not going to go out there and be, you know, I don't got time. I'm making too much money. I'm doing too much good. But I need you to understand that that's the guy that's chained up in the basement. All I got to do is just let him loose. You got the same guy. He chained up in your basement. All you got to do is let him loose. And then the demons be out there killing each other. That's the devil's goal. He want anarchy. He want a bunch of demons running around, you know, running rampant. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. How? Positively enabling yourself. Now, we've talked 30 minutes about the negative stuff. Now, let's get to the good stuff. This is the whole point of the day, today's message, my brothers and my sisters. There are three things, as I've said, that we're all doing. Not all of us. Maybe it's just me. But I'm a perfectionist, man. I got trust issues. You know, the thing though, when I asked myself this morning, hey, Brother Will, why come you're not a millionaire right now? Why come your convertible? Why come your how come you can't go to the bank? Why you still got a mortgage, man? Why you got a car payment? These are the questions I ask myself. And I say, damn, that's right. Why the hell I got a car payment? Why got a mortgage? Why am I paying for freaking insurance? You know, if you got X amount of dollars in the bank, you don't have to carry insurance. So I'm like, how come I don't got X amount of dollars in the bank? And the Ruach and the Pneuma said, Negro, you a liar. I'm like, whoa, time out. Who are you talking to? Don't get it twisted. And then I had to remember who I was talking to. But see, you can't lie to somebody else until you first lie to yourself, Brother Will. So I asked Father, what am I lying to myself about? You lying to yourself about yourself. Okay, you need to explain that, God, because I'm a guru's guru. I mean, you made me, so hey, drop it like it's hot. So the big G, again, I didn't hear no audible voice. I didn't, you know, there was no fiery furnace. There was no burning bush. You know, that nothing fell off the wall. You know, I don't, you know, God don't talk to me like that. I don't know. I'm a little touched like that. But in my gut, in my spirit, I knew exactly what he was saying. I'm lying to myself about the potential. The book that Dr. Miles Monroe gave me when he first met me was The Power of Potential, not Purpose. Brother Will, me. The reason I got a mortgage and a car payment is because I don't understand my potential. Now, I've come a long way, but if I really, really, really understood my potential, now let's keep it real. If I really understood, and you too, if you really understood your potential, would you be where you are right now? Really? Would you be hanging out with the people you're hanging out with? Would you be going to that job you're going to? Would you be driving that car you're going to? If you look at your design, let's just take random numbers. Let's say you are a 7, and the next number is an 11. There's a lot of people that have those two numbers in your chart. If you are a 7 and then you have the number 11 back there, or let's say you are a master number 11. Let me get a good example. Okay, there, here's one. Let's say you're a master number 11. That's your life path number. Your health path or your health path, your expression number, your health number is the number 4. Your wisdom number, your soul urge is number 5. Your relationship or your outer personality number is number 8. So you are, again, by design. This is not something that you learned. You didn't go to school. You didn't go nowhere and take no course. You didn't consult no curandero. You didn't consult no shamans. You didn't go off into, you know, down backwoods, New Orleans and hang out with no voodoo or hoodoo. You know, none of that stuff. This is innate. This is in your DNA. So since it's in your DNA, guess what? You can't remove it. It's there. And if you have that in your DNA, all you got to do is recognize it. The only reason you can't take action. Now, I asked this question on my Facebook page as well. And I want to ask you this question before we get to, again, the solution. Because it's extremely important that you understand why. It's not what that's more important. It's why. Why? But you got to go 7 layers deep. Because this thing is deep. We're dealing with a linguistical genius. So bondage comes in the form of convenience. Satisfaction is the father of ignorance. So I got one question for you, my anointed brother. I got one question for you, my beautiful sister. Are you satisfied? Are you in a place where it's convenient? Are you satisfied where you're at? Now, let's keep it real. I'm not talking about materialism. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about, you know, health. I'm talking about wisdom. I'm talking about your spiritual EQ, your spiritual intelligence. Are you satisfied? Are you okay living your life without identifying your negative habit pattern? The whole purpose of the life management, the reason I changed it from the Wealth Creation Mastermind Group, that was before that, the Eagles Club, that was before that, the Christ Consciousness Center. These are stages of growth. I started off just talking about consciousness. Then I went to Eagles Club, and then Wealth Creation, and now life optimization. Then I went to life management. Why? All of those other things did not do one thing. It did not tell me how come I can't see. So I want to ask you the question. My brothers, I want to ask you the question today, my sisters. Now, you can't see. Now, you think you're seeing, but you're not seeing. If not, if you were seeing, if you could see what I see now, what God sees, you probably would own this venue that I'm on right now. Or at least we would be co-owners. We'd be together right now on a private jet, not about materialism, but because of the fact that it's more effective for us to, you know, to meet face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball, vibe to vibe, so that way we can connect and we can see if my vision and your vision are co-visions, or are we equally yoked. See, the only reason, my brothers and sisters, that you are not oscillating and vibrating, number one, being you, number two, bonding to you, number three, beaming you, the only reason you can't see you. That's what God told me this morning. You're like, well, you've removed a few clouds out your eyes, homie. You know, yeah, give yourself a pat on the back, but sit down, boy. You ain't learned nothing yet. You're still in elementary school. How do you protect yourself against all psychic attacks? Know yourself. No se desum. No se desum means know thyself. To the degree that you know yourself is the degree that you can see. Once you see it, you can be it. If you can't see it, now remember, vision. If you can't see it, you can't be it. That is the only reason why all of us are not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in more of greater relationships, if that's a word. Why? We can't see that level. Now, we can see a level, but we can't see the level. There's only one level. That is omnibenevolent. That is the pleroma. The pleroma is the fullness of the Godhead, all of it in one, the pleroma. So the only way to remove it, fear, negative habit pattern, is to see it. As long as you can't see it, you can't remove it. Now, let's be crystal clear. If I tell you to go over there and pick up that glass off the table, and you blind, can you go over there and pick that glass up off the table? Let me answer that for you. No. Now, I know that people say, well, but I can fumble around. And yeah, that's true. But I'd rather be able to see it and walk over there and pick it up. Now, let me be sure. So you mean to tell me you got a goal. And in order for you to go over there and pick up the goal. Now, my goal, let's say my goal in life, that's, I have a cup of water and key lime sitting here. If my goal is to pick up this cup of key lime water and drink it, but I close my eyes and you move the cup around from where it's at, and I can't see the cup, but my goal is to pick up the cup, but I haven't addressed the fact that I can't see. If you don't address the fact that you have no vision before you set a goal, you've been controlled. Everybody I know, they set their goal before they address the vision. That's what I did. That's why I changed the course. That's why I've, quote unquote, dumbed it down a little bit. I know I've been sending out a bunch of modules and all that stuff, because until we address that negative habit pattern, the thing that is cloud, the blind is over your eyes, ain't no use to set no goal, homie. You can't see. The inability to see doesn't allow you to be. The only way to remove it, what is it? Your negative habit pattern, fear, doubt, and unbelief. The only way to remove it is to identify it. That is why the devil don't want you to hang out with me. Because I'm going to tell you, boo-boo, what your negative habit pattern is. Now, you're not going to believe me, because I've already, pretty much everybody I've talked to, I've said it in a roundabout way, because you got to discover it. How? Same way I discovered mine. How did I discover mine? I ask myself one question every morning. I got a goal. What's my goal? Make $1 million online doing what I love. Work when I like. Go where I want to go. Okay? I'm doing whatever. I've accomplished everything except I haven't scaled. Okay? But Will, how come you don't have, okay, I'm not in front of enough people. Enough people don't know who I am. How come? Perfectionist. Well, what's wrong with being perfect, brother? What's wrong with being a perfectionist? Fear. What is the fear about? Ridicule. What is the ridicule about? I got errors in my book. Well, why you got errors in your book? I'm a functional illiterate. Well, why are you a functional illiterate? I didn't learn phonics when I was a kid. Why can you learn phonics when you're a kid? Because I wasn't exposed to it as a kid. So what do you do now? You're a perfectionist. You don't have a perfect system. That means you go back and you correct the system. Don't lie. Don't make excuses. Don't get coping mechanisms and put your energy into other stuff. Deal with the problem. Carers are liars. Well, maybe not other carers, but I was. But I wasn't lying because I wanted to hurt, harm, or defraud anybody. I was lying actually because I love you so much that I wanted you. Now, remember, people like me want you to feel what they feel. In the area of love, I care about you more than I care about myself. So I'm going to lie to you so that way you can feel good instead of actually telling you the truth. So I had to deal with that issue. So what's your issue? Now, remember, what is stopping me from scaling? I'm not hiring people to help me scale. Why? I don't trust you can do and process the reports the way I can. So I keep myself in a box because I can't let go and hire somebody, teach somebody my system. Because everybody I've taught my system, they stole my shit and ran with it. And behind my back, sold it under the table. Change it just a little bit so that way I couldn't detect it, at least they thought. Not everybody, but some. So what do I do? Do I sit here and cry about spilled milk? Or do I put my big boy drawers on and go on and become a millionaire and hire some people and not only help them, they can help me. Now I am enabling others and they are enabling me. Instead of using the now and then enabling negatively to enable myself to stay in my box, how about I enable myself to get my dark behind about this box? That's scale. That's the last box I got to get out of. So there's no reason in making a goal if you can't see. If you don't address your negative habit pattern, that's proof positive that what I'm dealing with this morning, this is hot off the press. Because I asked one question. I recommend you ask the same question. What's your goal? Mine? I want, you know, hey, $1 million doing what I love to do. Okay, you're doing good. Now, remember, everybody's definition of success is different. Maybe you want $1 billion. I don't know. I know I couldn't handle $1 billion. I go buck wild and y'all will find me in a mental institution somewhere. So I want to do something that I know. So remember, God does not give you anything that's going to destroy you. How do you protect yourself against all energy vampires, positive and negative, all curses, all witches, all Kool and Darrow, shamans, psychics, everybody that comes to you and they start blowing smoke up you? Remember, as we talked about, enablers, they good. They don't know it. But them suckers got love bombing down. They're going to come at you with the three things. Y'all remember? It's very important because if you don't understand these three things, you're going to be in trouble. Because they're always going to put you, see, an enabler, it's really weird. If you're around a bunch of yes people, they worship you. A lot of people like that stuff. I used to like that stuff too. I would make sure I put myself in an environment where I was the smartest guy in that environment. Let me say that again. So you go to the gym. You're the biggest guy in the gym. You outlift everybody. Everybody singing your praises. Everybody coming there talking to you, asking you, hey, man, got to get some diet. That used to be me. Dietary advice. Just that another, oh, man, I ate it up. Head was big. Couldn't even freaking fit through the front door. Constantly needing other people's approval. Always putting other people's needs before your own. Now, it doesn't seem like that, right? Attention seekers, why they want the attention? To give the advice. See, people think, I thought I was selfish. And so I was trying to deny myself. So I never addressed the issue of the fact that an enabler focuses on the feelings and the needs of other people. So he puts himself, herself, in an environment where other people need his expertise. The devil isn't that stupid. In fact, he's a linguistical genius. That's why he's called Langu-age. So as long as you are the sharpest tool in the shed, in your shed, you're in deep kimchi. That's his number one trick. He got to put you in an environment, again, where you can constantly supply, enable, the needs of other people. Then once he got you doing that, then he got to get you to apologize for any over-promising and under-delivering, Brother Will, that you're doing. And so you always got a good answer as to why you effed up, when actually there is no answer for the reason you effed up. You should have did it right. But you're a perfectionist and you're a carer. So you start to apologize. Got it down. Oh, well, I'm sorry, man. You know, you come across meek and lowly. The nice guy. Y'all know me. Everybody likes me. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. Why? I'm a nice guy. That's number two. Nice guy. That nice guy mentality. You're a nice guy. Yeah, you might want. I remember I did that show when I said I was bearing a nice guy. Sister Erica told me, dude, tell it to me straight, dog. Stop talking in circles. You don't like me, look me in the eyeball and tell me. Stop enabling. Stop charming because you just harming. Enablers are charmers. Because they want you to feel what they don't feel. Constantly blowing people's head up with love bombing and all this other crap. Focusing all your attention on the needs of other people instead of focusing on yourself. Apologizing too much for your mistakes that you're making. And number three, this is a big one, to let you know that you're in the dark side of your giftedness. Instead of enabling yourself, you're enabling other people to continue to do negative and destructive behavior because they have no purpose. So you're enabling a non-purpose. No purpose. If you don't have no vision, my brothers and sisters, then you're oscillating and vibrating with a disposition. usually it's demonic. And that third key was, you don't think you got a problem. You think you can handle it on your own. You're telling yourself that, hey, hold on, Mitch. I can process 30 reports by myself. Really? Not without making no errors, and you're a perfectionist. So that brings you right back to step one again. Thinking you can handle it on your own. That's how you know that you're still in the dark side of your giftedness. So the keys to oscillating or vibrating in enablement, let's make sure we understand the solution, because we beat the problem to death. What is an enabler? An enabler on the positive side is a person who facilitates the vision to himself, then others. So you got a vision, but you can't facilitate that vision to yourself. Now, remember, this was a question I posed to myself this morning. How come I'm not a millionaire already? Now, all my millionaire friends, they've all told me, they told me that they've been asking me this question for 5 years. They said, we don't understand why you're not a millionaire already. You know the reason why? Care too much. I used to think there was no such thing. In fact, I prided myself. This was my touch tone. This is how smooth the devil is. This is how smooth, man. That dude is smooth, I'm telling you. You better get with the big G, otherwise you're going to get controlled. You're going to get mind elfed. This psychic energy, the energy that's out on the planet right now, all this information out there, man, there's some gurus out there that are teaching some straight stuff that looks good until you get to a viceroy that's connected with the dragon lines, and they got old positive blood, and they are empowered. And everybody likes them, and they got money to throw at you, and you're looking at them, and you're trying to compete with them, and you don't know why you can't. Number one, you ain't got old positive blood. Number two, you ain't connected to your dragon line. Number three, you ain't living in the spot, the Pacific spot on the map where only you can be energized with the vision, but it ain't your vision. It's Lucien Favre's vision. How y'all think entertainers entertain? When Beyonce say when she gets on the stage, Sasha Fierce comes over her, takes over, why come all entertainers got an alter ego? Y'all better listen to what they're saying, man. Have you heard Jim Carrey's testimony? What about Pink? Oh, man. Almost all of them, they telling you, but we ain't listening. There's one person, and then there's another that takes the stage. Who the other person that they talk about? Y'all have to listen to these interviews. Where is that energy coming from? And you're trying to compete with that? You can't compete with a umpteen kakillion year entity that's been around since the beginning of time, that's unlimited energy. You can't compete with Lucien Favre, but God can. That's why he gave you a piece of him. So as long as you get out of the way and you allow God to oscillate inside of you, to operate as you, and to manifest himself through you, brother, you can take on any devil and any demon. You can walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you will fear no evil. That's how I operate. I stay connected to my vision. Now, I didn't used to, but I do now. And what the enemy does to get me out of my vision, what just happened last week? I was telling everybody about it. Family member, you know, we found out some, you know, severe issue. Why? Care. To get me to do what? Now, I've wasted a good, man, just in the past year. Now, why am I saying this? I'm not telling them to talk about my problems, because everybody got problems. I need you to understand this is how the devil works against me. So if you're a 7, how do you think he's going to come at you? Intellect. I mean, he's going to have you reading all kind of crazy stuff. You're going to spend all your life in the clouds researching shit that ain't going to put no money in your pocket. I know a lot of 7s and a lot of 11s like that. They can talk about freaking something from the 1500s and broke as hell. They got a lot of knowledge, but wisdom that don't create profit is poverty. People tell me, hey, but you talk a lot about profit. They don't understand the definition of profit. Profit means prosperity. Prosperity means peace. Now, if you can go to bed at night and sleep good, making $10 an hour, bam, that's prosperity. If you can sleep and pay all your bills and do take care of your family on $5 an hour, that is wealth. It has nothing to do with the amount. An enabler is someone who understands that all he's supposed to do is, one, attach himself to their vision, but he has to remove the thing that is between him and his vision. What is between you and your vision? It is a negative habit pattern. What is that negative habit pattern? Your negative habit pattern, again, I can go through all of them. If you are a one, what is your negative habit pattern? At the core, at the base, at the root. Now, one is a leader. If one is your life path, what do you think that the negative habit pattern is going to be? Now, remember, he weaponizes your gift. If he cannot get you to fall for denying the gift. So first, he's going to, if you're one, you are an independent leader, he's going to make you a dependent follower. If you don't fall for that, then he's going to overwhelm you with leadership. He's going to have you trying to lead people who don't follow. That's your negative habit pattern. You always, everybody you draw to is people that is less than you. If you're one, just look at your people around you. That's why they can't follow you. Because what you're talking, they don't understand. You talking Greek and they all speak Hebrew. If you're one. Guaranteed. Look at your group, man. Look at them. Look at your friends. Guaranteed you're the most educated in your group. You make the most money in your group. You're the most dressed. Guaranteed. Just look around, bro. You're attracting peasants and you're a priest. Number two. If you're number two, life path two, what is your negative habit pattern? If you're life path two, that's the peacemaker number. Now think. The first thing, what is the opposite of peace? Unpeace, hate. So he's going to throw hate at you, brother. He want to make you an angry little dude or a little dude that guaranteed your life sucked growing up as a kid if you're two. So that way you can walk around angry and pissed off at the world. Okay, he can't get you like that. Then guess what he's going to do? He's going to weaponize peace. Guess how he's going to come at you. If you are a two, the enemy is going to disrupt your peace with peace. How does he go do that? He's going to make sure if you're a two, he's going to have you get your house and invite a bunch of people over. You're going to have a bunch of roommates, and you ain't going to have no peace. Everybody else will have peace but you. He will use peace to disrupt your peace. Oh, he's smooth. He's smooth. You know what? I got a big God that is smoother than that little God. So if you're a two, I guarantee you what you're doing is you're helping men. Oh, man, you just a walking, talking doormat for other folk. Now, if you're an 11, master numbers, they're broken down to the single-digit number when it comes to negative habit pattern. So if you're life path number two, number one, you went through a lot of stuff, and you had a lot of, especially in relationships, and I guaranteed your heart been broken, and so now you're an angry little dude, or you're an angry little dudette. Then if he can't get you with the anger, he's going to weaponize peace against you, if you're a three. If you are a three, you really need to listen up. Because as a three, you love to create. Your brain does not turn off. So as a three, the dark side of the three is you are very creative. That means that you are very non-creative, meaning that you have all of this creative power, but you're not doing anything with it. So remember, if I can't get you with your dark side of your gift, I'm going to get you with your gift. So if you're a three, you know you're a three. He's gonna put you in a job where you're an accountant. If you are a three and you're a CPA, man, you can kiss your life's gonna suck. How much creativity is it with putting numbers on a piece of paper? Now, I know there's more to being a CPA, but accounting, rudimentary stuff. You cannot be doing rudimentary work if you're a three. If you do, you can kiss the baby. Then, if he can't get you there, guess what he's gonna do? Oh, he's gonna get you an organization. He's going to put you in this big-time position. You're going to be the creative consultant of, you know, ABC. And your job is to come up with creative marketing techniques, creative this, that, the other. And then he's going to use your creativity against you. Now, remember, he's going to put you in a creative environment with other creative people that are either more creative than you or that attack your creativity. Because remember, he has to make you dislike your gift. So if you are three, he's going to put you in an environment where people who they don't see what you see. You can go through all this creative stuff, and you know it works because it worked for you and everybody else, but they can't see your creativity. Why? The enemy got to get you to dislike your creativity. So I'm going to surround you with people, and you're going to come up with this creative artwork. You're going to put it on the wall, and everybody's going to look at it like, what the hell is that? Well, you know, it's modern art. Yeah, modern. It's just like a bunch of lines, and somebody just threw some paint on the wall. And what you going to feel like? You worked 6 months to get this creative work done. You worked 6 months on your book. You worked 6 months on this art project. You worked 6 months on this sculpture, and you present your creative power to a bunch of non-creative fools, and they diss your creativity. Guess what's going to happen to you? All the energy going to leave your body. That's your negative habit pattern. What is your negative habit pattern if you're a three? You are putting yourself in an environment with a bunch of non-creative people. But why are you doing that? Because you don't believe you are creative. Remember, you draw to yourself things that disempower yourself. That's your negative habit pattern. You have to understand yourself. It has nothing to do with anybody else. All I do is I sit and I think, well, why am I not? What's wrong with me? Now, I'm a pretty sharp dude, and I'm trying to get sharper. Iron sharp as iron. So me and the Holy Spirit, we hang out 24/7, 365. I ain't got a bunch of people I call on the phone. I'm not consulting no damn Cudenderos and no this, that, and the other. It's me, myself, and I. Where one or two are gathered together in my name, I am there. Get your conscious, get your subconscious, and get your unconscious, and all three of y'all hang out. The big G will be there. Number four, if you are a four, guess what your negative habit pattern is? Oh, man. If you are a four, you are the Hebrew slave of your community, your family, your friends, your husband. You working like a dog. All fours, man, it's crazy. A four, they are naturally, I told my wife about this morning. Fours, they like, you ever go to a meeting and they say, okay, what's the takeaway from today's meeting? You better make sure you got a four in it. Find a four and look at their notes, and then look at your notes. And it's interesting, fours, they don't have to put notes on paper. It's in their head. They know instinctively what to do next. Next step. So guess what? Fours, they got a bunch of next steps. They got so many next steps that they can institute a step. So the enemy is going to weaponize, or the enemy is going to make sure that the four have no vision, no energy to implement the steps. So the negative habit pattern of the four is they're going to take a job or hang out with somebody or get with somebody that don't energize because, again, it doesn't allow them to materialize. Fours are the material masters of this universe. As a four, that is the ground floor number. That is the number of brown or earth, growth, green. Fours are the foundation of the universe, just like eight. Or four, I got to make sure that nobody plants nothing in your foundation. So I want to make you work and don't get no results. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to volunteer for everything if you're a four. I guarantee you're doing everything in whatever job, in your family, in your church, whatever. Why? The enemy got to wear your ass out. And trust me, he's been around for a long time and will continue to be around for a long time after you long and gone. So as a four, you can't fall for it. The negative habit pattern of the four is overwork. Because why? What's their gift? Number four is the worker bee. Them suckers love to work. What if you get overworked? Now, you guys know the story of my wife. She's in the hospital for a week. Doctors did all kinds of tests. They couldn't find nothing wrong with her. Nothing. She was in perfect health. No times, the whole time she did when she was in the hospital, sleep. Because my dog behind could not see me. You better make sure you can see, brothers and sisters. What if you're five? What's the dark side? What is the negative habit pattern of a five? I'm talking about deep down where nobody can get to it if you're a five. Now remember, five is fun, loving, adventure, freedom. They like to, you know, run, they like to win. The five is the number of the wind. If you are a five, you're the wind. How do you destroy the wind? How do you stop the wind? You got to put up a wall. Five is law. If you're a five, I guarantee, look at your morals. Look at the law, bro. That's the L-A-W is the W-A-L. You got too many rules and regulations. You're trying to jump through too many hoops. You're trying to do everything perfect, trying to do everything right. If you're a five, you're supposed to be a free spirit. How do I stop freedom? Convenience. Look how many toys you got if you're a five. See, five, my daughter's a five. No, I mean, my daughter makes big bucks. Look how many toys my daughter got. My daughter just dropped some big money on a wedding. But what does it do? Stress. Because you got to keep up with all this. Everything you create, you got to take care of. If you're a five, look at all the shit that you got around you, bro. Now, remember, as a five, I got to get you to do the opposite of your gift. And if I can't get you by getting you to vibrate on the opposite, if you are fun-loving, guess what? If you're a five, what's the opposite of being fun-loving? You're walking around with your lip poked out and you're mad at the world. You got anger issues. Guaranteed. If you're a five, you got severe anger issues. If I can't get you with anger, if you're a five, because remember, you're supposed to be fun, loving, and adventurous. But now you're all studious and you get all, you know, Mr. Reverend Dr. Bishop, and you know, all of a sudden you want to be, no, dude, you're supposed to be free. You're an evangelist. You're supposed to be out, you know, like the one number, the one person that you can have fun with is a five. If you got a five, you can have fun with them. That's they operating in the dark side of their gift. Fun, loving, and free. So you cannot find a five in a library. If you do, that five has been controlled. A five should have a smile on his face every day. That's the one person that you can call when your life is sucking, call a five. And they're going to tell you, dog, let's go party, homie. That's a five. If you're not that guy, you're five. That's how you know. That the negative habit pattern is what? The negative habit pattern of the five is to attract, to go to the law. To attract, to limit, because that's the only way I can destroy you. If I'm the bad guy. So you draw the thing that destroys you. You bring about what you fear about, not what you faith about. You're afraid, so you draw fear in the form of law. You need them rules. Why? Make you feel safe if you're five. Now, if you're six, I've already been talking about six for the whole show. If you're six, you're a professional liar. You're professional, non-doing. Let me back up. If you're a six, because I'm a six, and this bothers me because the devil has been whooping my ass for 50 years. I'm a little angry. So y'all have to, you know, hopefully overstand my disdain. The dark side of the six. Now, remember, six is compassion. Now, everybody knows me, man. You piss me off what happened. I mean, I walk past you. My kids know. Everybody in my family know. If you have not felt being dissed unless you've been dissed by me. I can walk past you, dog, and see you at the store, and it's like I give you the death stare. You're dead to me. Cross me if you want to. That's the dark side. But the devil didn't use that. Now, I got that. I got the anger. I said, but nah, that's not what he did to me. He said, but you love everybody, right? So I'm going to need you to please everybody. Everybody. And I need you to make sure you're so busy pleasing everybody else, you ain't got time to please yourself. And in fact, you don't have the right to please yourself. Y'all remember I told you, my sister told me, you have the right to be happy. I cried like a freaking baby. And I didn't know why. And I said, why? I actually cried like a baby. Just because my sister said, Willie, you're my brother. And I'm going to tell you something. You have the right to be happy. And I cried, man, like a freaking newborn baby. I'm like, what the hell? The dark side, what is the negative habit pattern of the six? Weaponized caring. You running around like a Hebrew clay slave. Kids, every six I know that's a part of this group, that's exactly what they're doing right now. And I've told them, but they can't stop. They can't stop. They're driven. Why? Why is the six driven? Because God enabled him to be driven. But he's supposed to be driven by the vision. He ain't supposed to be driven by the people. If you're a six, man, you better listen carefully because your life is at stake. You're going to wake up one day, you're going to be dried up like a prune. People are going to suck the life out of you and then leave you on the side of the road. If you're a seven, if you're a life past seven, what's your negative habit pattern? If you're a seven, now remember that spiritual intellect. That is the most intellectual man. Every seven I know, they just naturally know shit. Neither. I don't even know. Like, damn, how y'all come up with that? Sevens and elevens is just blow my mind. Because I like intellectual stuff. Especially science and biology. Oh, man, seven? Hang out with a seven. They will curl your toes with their knowledge. But what's the dark side of the seven? They don't believe their knowledge. Dumb as a box of rocks. I meet sevens, they are intellectual gurus. And they walk around poor creatures. In fact, most of the people that have financial problems are sevens. Why? They don't follow their own advice. What is the negative? But what is the core reason why they don't follow their own advice? Remember, the enemy uses the weapon against you. First, he gets you to do. If you're intelligent, that means you are basically part of the LLD club, little lost dummy. I know sevens that it blows my mind. I cannot wrap my brain around why they're part of the LLD club. So the enemy gets you to be a part of the LLD club if you're seven. And if you don't fall for that, and if you say, I don't think so, I got a brain and I'm going to use it. He said, okay, no problem. Come on over here, brainiac. And let's ponder and let's pontificate about shizness that happened in the 1300s. Now, how much money is that going to put in your pocket? You're going to spend 8 hours a day researching stuff so that way you can post something on freaking Instagram, LinkedIn, TubeMogul, Twitter, so that way people can marvel at your intellectual capacity. So sevens, they exchange post for profit. Every seven I know, they post great shiznits, but they ain't got no profit. The enemy uses your negative habit pattern is you prefer post over profit. You have to know that about yourself. You have to ask yourself, why do I want post? Because you want your intelligence to be recognized. Otherwise, it's not. Do you know intelligence doesn't mean nothing unless it's amplified and implemented? Wisdom that is not applied is the worst thing that could happen to a person. The Bible says it this way. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about where there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. Sevens, gotta be very careful, because most sevens can be the most depressed people on the planet because they know, but they don't implement. They need to find a four to assist them with what do I do next. It's very difficult. Remember the dark side. We're talking about the negative habit pattern. We're talking about the reason why you're not teaching at Harvard or Yale or Brown. If you're a seven, that's where you should be. So what? You can't see. How come you can't see? You can't see because you're too busy not seeing. That's the dark side of seven. Or you're too busy seeing stuff that you can't implement. So the enemy's job is to get you to study and become very intellectually astute in the areas that are not applicable. So what good is it studying about, something that's really what I would say a non-issue. Let's say you go out and you get a degree, you get a PhD in T-Rexology. Well, the T-Rex has been extinct for how long? I don't know. I just like T-Rexes. All sevens I know, they go and they major in school. And I say, what did you get your degree in? Buffoonology. So you got a degree in buffoonology. How much money are you going to make? Well, I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting subject. Okay, yeah, he got you too, boo-boo. That's the seven. Dark side. That's the negative habit pattern of the seven. And so until you address that negative habit pattern, you can't see your vision. The eight. Oh, man. The eight is the Ouroboros, a snake swallowing his tail. Eight, oh, man, they just run around in circles. Look at the number eight. What is it? It's just a freaking circus, man. Every eight I know is in a damn circus. They just running around like rats on a damn maze. If your life path, no disrespect, man, because I'm worse than you. I'm a six. If you are an eight, your gift is pattern recognition. Eights run the world. Everything on earth is based on patterns. It's based on a recipe or ingredients. Eights are recipe or ingredient masters. They know what to put in systems. Eight are system analysts. Every system analyst, every business architect is an eight. But what's the dark side? Dark side of pattern recognition is non-pattern recognition. So I asked the eight. I know, man, I've had a lot of clients that have been eight. They've all dropped out of the program. Every client that I have that's a life path eight since the beginning, I've been keeping records, 20 years, they've all dropped out of the program. Why? Inability to see the pattern, the benefit in my system. They can't see because they're too busy. Every eight I know, they're never on a one-on-one on time. And if they are, they're always multitasking. They're doing five other things at the same time. Eights do not have the ability to step out of the pattern because they recognize, and all the patterns look good. alcohol, that's a pattern. They got to do certain things. There is a same place, same time, same position. It's called a ritual. Eights are ritual masters. If you're an eight, the enemy got you wrapped up in so many damn rituals, you can't see straight. Because you do the same. Look at your life if you're an eight. That's the negative habit. That's your core imprint. That's deep down, dog. You got to go deep down to see that pattern, to see the how you just going in a vicious circle. Look at the number eight. Turn it on the side. It's the infinity sign. So you're going to be doing cray-cray for infinity unless you get vision. It's called purpose. That's the only way you can see, hey, what I'm doing, I'm going. But notice the eight doesn't have a start or finish line. Where does the number eight begin and end? Can somebody tell me? Just like a circle. You're just going round and round and round and round. You never start and you never arrive. All, like the Bible says, you're always learning, but never coming to the truth. Last number, the number nine. Oh, man. Number nine, oh, man, you up there with the numbers. You almost up there with me if you're number nine. To me, the number six is the worst number you can have. It's the best number, and it's the worst number. Why? What is Jesus? Jesus is what? Compassion. If you're 33, oh, man, your life sucks. I feel sorry for you because I'm a 33. What does that mean? That means global. That means that your ass getting whooped on a global scale if you're 33. Nine is very similar. The 33 means global consciousness. That means you're not just caring for one person. Hell, you want to save the whole world. What y'all think I've been doing all my life? I can get my wife on this phone right now. You know, she'll tell you, oh, yeah, he spent time with everybody else. He up out of mess. He don't spend no time with me. Oh, he can talk. I was doing freaking shows at 9, 10 o'clock at night in my bedroom where my wife was sleeping next to me. Is that not the stupidest thing I've ever heard of? Instead of spending time with my wife, I'm spending time with strangers in another country at 9 o'clock at night when I was doing the Eagles Club. But the wrong part, remember? Because they can see it in the video. Like, are you in your bed? Yep. Yeah. But the nine? Nine is humanitarian global. I got caring global. Nine got people global. If you are a life path number nine, how many people are there on the earth? Was it 6 billion? You want to save all 6 billion. See, I want to care for them, but you want to nurture them. You want to save them. Nine is the number of humanitarianism. So what is the dark side of the nine? So if you are a nine, a life path number nine, look at the number. It is a six, but it's turned up. So when you look at the life path number nine, now you see the six, but you see it standing up. What is that the number of? Now, six represents like birth. Nine represents completion. So the number nine is all about resolution. The number nine is also the royal priest number. What's the opposite of a royal priest? Y'all ever seen a nine in the dark side? They look like homeless people. Their hair is never combed. Face never washed. Teeth never brushed. If you know somebody and they got that dragon breath, they probably a nine if they operate in the dark side of their gift. Now, if you catch them in their light, oh, man, all of the guys that like dress to impress, all of the girls that makeup and all that stuff, that's nine in a positive gift. So if I can't get you, remember, the dark side of the nine, if you are a royal priest, you are a royal human. The nine are natural people, natural leaders that like to lead everybody else. So nines are the humanitarians. So the dark side of the nine is you don't like people. You're a loner. And you have an extreme sense of disconnection. But let's say I can't get you that way, so I got to get you the other way. So as a nine, oh, man, you're going to have a strong sense of generosity, selflessness, because you are a royal priest to people. So guess what you're going to do? Man, you're going to abandon your life in pursuit of saving humanity. But you're going to do it for people who don't need nor want your help. Nines, your negative habit pattern, you are a priest over people who don't want nor need priests. The negative habit pattern of the nine is they go places and they do shizness for people who don't give a flying about them or what they're talking about. Watch the look on, if you're a nine and you're going out and you're like I used to do, let's say you go out and try this if you're a nine. Go out, find some homeless people, take some lunches, and go out and feed the homeless in your neighborhood if you're a nine. Look at the people that's in your circle if you're a nine. Watch how they look at you when you start talking if you're a nine. If you're a nine, look at the faces of the people. They are not interested in you or what the hell you're saying. Don't believe me? Just try it. Just test out the theory. Now, the next question is, why did you draw that to you? Because you don't believe you're a priest. So you attract non-priests. See, you draw to you what you don't believe about you. Somebody should write that down. You draw to you what you do not believe about you. This is the negative of your energy. This is how you protect yourself against the negative, is you identify the negative. I stayed in the dark for 50 plus years, brothers and sisters. I questioned God, why the blank did you allow the shizness to happen to me that happened to me in my life? I was an angry dude. I wanted to end my life. I knew there had to be a reason and a purpose for me being raised and going through all of the shizness. It wasn't for shit and giggles. That was a reason why I went through it, so I could see in the damn dark. And that's the reason why you went through what you went through, so that you can see in the dark. Vision is the ability to see in the dark. Energizing is the ability to take that vision, to take what the enemy meant for evil, and use that hate to create. Use hate to create. Use hate to create. Use love to serve. Your vision energizes you, at least it should. That energy enables you to go out and continue to do the vision. It's a three-step, it's a circle that is never ending. Envision produce energy. Energy enables. Enables goes back to the vision. As long as you have the vision, you got energy. As long as you got energy, you got the ability to assist yourself and other people. The moment that you disconnect from your vision, you lose energy. The moment you lose energy, you cannot assist people. And then instead of serving people, you got to sell. I don't sell, I service. Because I overstand my energy that comes from my vision. So brothers and sisters, I wasn't trying to go through all of the nine numbers, but for some reason or other, Father said drop the knowledge. So, hey, that's what we did. I know I'm well over on time, so thank you so much for hanging with me way past the hour. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you. I'm just a vessel, brothers and sisters. I'm just like you. It is the Ruach. It is the Pneuma. It is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides you in all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back.
back of all my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.